the ocean divider, our physician, mighty man in battle. You are the door, the way maker, the wisest, the tallest, and the biggest. We worship you this morning in the name of Jesus. It's great to have you here today, the Sunday, 5th February 2023. Today's theme is Avoid Stealing is Delight. Memory verse, Galatians chapter 6, verse 14. But God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. Bible passage, Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 23 and 24. I take 23. Thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches. Message of victory. It was a cool day at the arena. Everywhere was filled to overflowing with jubilating crowd of people. Then he got up and began to speak about his achievement and likened himself to some kind of a god. Then the people shouted, "This is the voice of God." Immediately, heaven was angry, dispatched an angel to strike him down, and he died a strange death. His name was Herod the Great. Acts chapter 12, verse 21 to 24. The great died an uncommon death for stealing. Likewise, King Nebuchadnezzar boasted about how he built Babylon by his strength, power, honor, and majesty. Daniel chapter 4, verse 29 to 34. However, in 2 Chronicles chapter 26, verse 13 to 15, King Uzziah was marvelously helped by God because he acknowledged all his achievements to God. As you tell the world of God's wonder-working power in you, you are in for a flight to a world of unlimited help. In this year 2023, the set of people you must avoid are those who consistently sing your praises and overrate your personality. Don't let anyone mislead you into condemnation and the enemy of God by sharing in and or stealing his glory. You may have done it in the past, but beware to avoid God's wrath. Lucifer attempted it and was thrown out of heaven. Isaiah chapter 14, verse 13 to 14. John chapter 10, verse 10b. God gave us all things to enjoy, but can't joke with his glory, which makes him supreme to all. There must be a distinction between what you must glory in and avoid. Paul the Apostle said, "Far be it from me to glory in anything or anyone other than the cross, inasmuch as the world has nothing in him." Or did he attach himself to the world? Has God blessed you with anything valuable? Make sure it doesn't move you arrogantly against God, but to return all glory to him. In Luke chapter 12, verse 16 to 21, God took away the life of the arrogant rich man who was so blind and poor towards God. Lesson learned is that God is so quick to judge a robber of his glory. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 31 says that according as it is written, He that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. In all of David's conversations with Goliath, he boasted and gave glory to God, whose strength he depended on for victory. Psalm 44 verse 8 says, in God we boast all the day long and praise thy name forever. Your boast in what God has done and can do isn't a sin, but a delight to him. Remember that all things are possible only because Christ granted you strength, wisdom, and riches for accomplishment. Philippians chapter 4 verse 13, 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 17 says, but he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. You cannot praise who and what you don't know. Therefore, your boasting in God should be based on what you know about him, about his loving kindness, mercy, judgment, goodness, etc. Call to action. To move to the next level in life, give God the glory for all he has helped you to achieve previously and for the future. Prophetic prayers, declarations, and tongue of fire. Bless the Lord our God. We thank you for another day, week, and daily visitation. We are grateful for all you are doing in our lives. Be thou exalted in the name of Jesus Christ. Lekara to sotoria, impralata tatata yendeli makashikara, osuala tatari elegen tapaya, irialagagagagagaregede, monto sulen kashia. Be exalted, O God, above the earth in the name of Jesus Christ, above the heaven in the name of Jesus Christ. Hear me this morning. I don't know who you are, but you will never die suddenly before your time. I plead for mercy and forgiveness of your errors with God in the name of Jesus Christ. Meka kato maya inka lato sherege debo pralato mekolia atalia otosi kakataya ingerige gegele kakaya yaba emori alashika in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive your deliverance, healing, and mercy for your afflictions as a result of stealing or sharing God's glory with him. In the name of Jesus Christ, makato tosia e prekala tosi interia kalaya okoto tosi egegegelin kata kataya. I pray for you to receive mercy from the Lord, to receive your healing and your deliverance in the name of Jesus Christ. May you not fall into the condemnation of the devil or sudden death, but to discover and amend your ways immediately in the name of Jesus Christ. Kaka sotori ele prakato ya ralia kato sekelia in the name of Jesus Christ. Fresh Spring Daily Devotional FSDD is one of the best widely read and listened devotional. Please share it to spread the gospel of Christ. You can also visit our FSDD website at www.ocmnation.onpodium.com to subscribe. We encourage you to worship with us to experience the word, worship and winning at 12B Ashiria Kofa Street off Adetola Street, Surulere, Lagos, Nigeria. For prayers, counseling, and deliverance, please send your prayer request to Olive Christian Ministry 2017 at gmail.com or via the following WhatsApp number +234 8023 1818 57. I remain your Olumide Salako. Good morning, and may God bless you tremendously in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise God. Hallelujah.